KSRN News, I'm John Scott. We're just hours away from tonight's presidential debate. President Biden and former President Trump go head-to-head in the event in Atlanta, which will be simulcast on numerous networks beginning at 9 p.m. Eastern. The Supreme Court says the Securities and Exchange Commission has been violating the constitutional rights of people accused of securities fraud. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The justices ruled that people accused by the SEC of fraud have the right to a jury trial in federal court. In a 6-3 decision, the court said the in-house proceedings the SEC has used in some civil fraud complaints violate the Constitution. The justices ruled in the case of a Houston hedge fund manager. The case is among several this term in which conservative and business interests are urging the court to rein in federal regulators. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNews.com, the American economy expanded at a 1.4% annual pace from January through March, the slowest quarterly growth since spring of 2022. Consumer spending grew at just a 1.5% rate, and a sign that high interest rates may be taking a toll on the U.S. economy. Mortgage rates are down.
Another week, another drop in mortgage rates. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.86%. That's the fourth straight decline. The rate is now at the lowest level since early April. The average rate has been hovering around 7% this year. That, combined with record-high home prices, has discouraged many home shoppers and kept the housing market in a slump. Economists project the average rate will ease to the mid to low 6% range by the end of the year. I'm Alex Vega.
On Wall Street, the Dow is now ahead 11 points and the NASDAQ composite up 46. This is SRN News. Christians in the UK doubt so-called climate change.
A new poll released by Whitestone Insight finds that while 77% of the general British population believes that the Earth is warming up, only 61% of committed Christians do. And who's to blame for climate change? The vast majority of the public in the United Kingdom says humans. But only about half of Christians think that's true. Other polls have indicated similar findings about climate and Christians here in the U.S. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Police in Pakistan arresting 23 people accused of being part of a mob that killed a man suspected of desecrating the Quran. The suspects were charged with murder and burning a police station where the mob killed the man last week. Blasphemy accusations are common in Pakistan. Under that country's blasphemy laws, anyone found guilty of insulting Islam or Islamic religious figures can be sentenced to death. This is SRN News. A Texas man is executed.
Ramiro Gonzalez was pronounced dead after a chemical injection at the state penitentiary in Huntsville. The 41-year-old man was condemned to die for killing Bridget Townsend after kidnapping her from a home in a rural area northwest of San Antonio in January 2001. Townsend's body wasn't found until October 2002 when Gonzalez led authorities to her remains after he had received two life sentences for kidnapping and raping another woman. Gonzalez was repeatedly apologetic to the victims' families in his final words before the lethal injection began. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Oklahoma executing a man who was convicted of kidnapping, assaulting, and killing a 7-year-old girl in 1984. 66-year-old Richard Rojem receiving a lethal injection at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.